Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
This is something that Steph and I have been doing for the last 13 years, which has really helped us in our success of basically getting closure on the year and not dragging anything that was incomplete or any sticky goo, as I like to call it, into the new year that would keep us or limit us from achieving all of our goals. So if you know Steph and I, we do not do resolutions. We do not believe resolutions are worth anything. They just hype people up and then they fizzle without any sizzle. So
80% of resolutions fail by February. Know that. It's a known statistic. 80% of resolutions fail by February. So don't even dance with the devil, so to speak. Like, just stop even thinking about resolutions. Instead, think about big effing goals that got to happen next year that you're willing to fight for and work towards every single day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Here's the thinking. The thinking is to get complete with the previous year. And I, by the way, we're about to go into a huge download. We're going to be downloading into you and pouring into you something that's been one of our secrets to our success for the last 13 years. And it's compounded year after year after year. So now would be the time to pull out your Mind Power journal and a pen, pencil, crayon, marker, whatever, and take a lot of notes, because this is one of the great, I will say, separators and differentiators that we've had that's allowed us to outperform a lot of our rivals, peers, friends, competitors, et cetera. The goal is to get complete with the previous year. What do most people do? It's the new year, whether it's resolutions, goal setting, or whatever, they immediately get right into goal setting. Ah, not yet. A little bit too early for that. Why? Because what you're doing is you're projecting into your goals your past. This is super, super, super important. And this is, a lot of you know, if you read our book or you've listened to our podcast, we talk about this notion of having a prosperity mindset. And what that means is always thinking about what's possible in the future. Because if you make decisions right now based on present circumstances, you're making decisions based on the past. Let me repeat that. If you make decisions right now based on present circumstances, you're making the decision based on the past. This is why I always tell people, don't make financial decisions based on what's on your in your bank account. Make financial decisions based on what will be in your bank account in the next year, because then that'll allow you to grow into your goals. This is so important. This is one of the secrets, not only to overall success, but also prosperity and building massive wealth. And so you have to understand that right now you are sum total of all your conscious and unconscious choices from your past that bring you to right now. And so that's why the decision in the present moment is based on the past, because the present is a blip in time. Yep. Right now is a blip in time. So the decision based on present circumstances today is based on your past. Raise your hand if you're understanding what we're saying here and the importance of it and the magnitude of it. This is why you do not want to make decisions based on present circumstances. You want to make decisions based on what's possible in the future.
And in order to do that, you need to properly close out the year before, so it's not limiting you in where you're going.
This is why individuals that do goals in January usually don't achieve them. This is why individuals that set resolutions, just I cringe even hearing that word, why they never end up completing them, and why 80% fail by February. And it's because they're dragging all their stuff from the past. And let's say that the individual is 50 years old and they've never done the year in review process. Guess what? They're dragging 50 years of their shiitake into the present moment and projecting it into the future. So there's no wonder why they don't achieve their goals. Because all of those unfinished things, incomplete scenarios, people they haven't disconnected with, is all skewing their view on the present and the future. And so how many of you know the notion of what we talk about running parachutes? How many of you have heard us talk about running parachutes before? One-on-one or in a group or what have you? Okay. So in summary, just to kind of, oftentimes we need to be reminded more than instructed, is the, you know, the great literary genius Samuel Johnson said. So to talk about a running parachute, remember professional athletes, Shay and I used to train heavily with running parachutes. We still do a little bit, but not like we did when we were competing in triathlons. We used to train with them. And recently, I would say about 2-3 years ago, whenever we were training with them and had the great epiphany about how it was metaphorical for our life. But to talk about the training parachute for the individuals that don't know what they are, you've got these big, huge parachutes that you attach to your body and you run. Even better if you can run against the wind. It creates resistance. It creates a drag. The body thinks that there needs to be a newfound strength and power and agility and muscle twitching capabilities in order to compensate for them. And the body does. And then on game day or race day, the running parachutes are no longer there. And the person is magically faster, more explosive, has faster top speeds. We were training with running parachutes. And I said, these are like what we deal with in life, except our running parachutes are invisible. And we got them from other people.
And thanks, they look Mom, like Dad. Anger, sadness, fear, guilt, right? Or things like I'm not good enough or having self-doubt. These are all examples of these running parachutes.
And they have been, depending on how long you've had them. Some of you 15, 20 years, some of you 30, 40, 50 years. You've been accumulating these through your life experiences, and especially from those traumas. Oh man, those traumatic events, heaps of running parachutes, and some of them as big that it could slow down a 747 or an Airbus 380 airplane. Huge. And so these things have been creating a drag and a resistance. The good news is your body, mind, soul has been getting more and more resilient because of them. They've actually been a blessing, but there comes a point where they don't serve you anymore. You've gained the maximum strength that you can, and it's time to cut them, to let them go, which is what you do in Mind Power Breakthrough. Those of you that are attending Mind Power Breakthrough, you're going to let go of all your running parachutes, all of your mental and emotional barriers. Those of you that haven't taken Mind Power Breakthrough, at some point, you're going to want to, if you want to get rid of all those mental and emotional barriers. So what happens when they're gone? You leap forward. This is why individuals take Mind Power Breakthrough and say, what happened, Stephen Shay? I cleaned my garage. I cleaned my car. I did my taxes for the last 3 years. What the fudge? People are like saying, we hear this all the time.
It's because they got rid of all the clutter in their head. And so now they realize they need to get rid of the clutter in their outer world.
And the resistance and drag's gone. So there's like newfound power. How many have taken Mind Power Breakthrough and experienced that lurch forward in their life after focus. Letting them go? We had to give a refresher on it so that you get the importance of the year in review process. Every year in your past that you didn't evaluate and process and review is its own running parachute. Last year was, the year before that, the year before that. And so you've been accumulating running parachutes just by not reevaluating the year.
So good news is you can start now and get a fresh start as you go into 2023.
We do this every year on New Year's Day. It's a recurring calendar entry in our calendar. It says year in review process. It says year in review process. That's it. And it repeats on the first of every year, January 1st, every year, as a reminder for us to do the process.
Yeah. And we look forward to doing it. We haven't missed a year in the 13 years since we started doing it. So it's a three-part process. So you're going to want to write this down. So number one is...
we'll go big picture first.
Big picture. Biggest wins, right? You want to write down your biggest wins. Number two is biggest learnings. Number three is big effing goals.
Yep. Or we sometimes you'll hear us say BEGs.
BEGs for short.
Okay. So back to what we're talking about in terms of completeness. So we have a saying, and you can quote us on this. We have been quoted on this. One of the goals of this great adventure called life is to get as complete as possible with everything and everyone. One of the goals of this great adventure called life is to get as complete as possible with everyone and everything. And a lot of individuals don't realize they have a whole bunch of incomplete items. And that is the number one reason why people don't build the wealth that they want. Who's ever heard of psychic energy? Okay, I use this analogy, spinning plates.
Yeah, it's things that you're holding in your mind that drain your energy, that drain your life force energy. So when you're, you know, you might not be thinking about it consciously, yet unconsciously, there's that thing with that person from way back then that never got closed out. And then there's thing with that person. And then there's that unfinished project over here. And all of these things, we call them spinning plates. And they, when they're left unattended to or unfinished or open, if you will, they drain energy from you.
Yep. So you want to get complete. You want to get complete. And let me tell you one of the things, believe it or not, that people, it's obvious that people usually don't get enough learnings. But the one that's not obvious is about wins. We live in this kind of new fast-paced society where it's go, 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 go. And a lot of individuals achieve and then they just move on to the next thing.
They're like, okay, I got that. What's next? Got that. What's next?
They don't stop for a moment to celebrate.
Now, we don't mean roll the credits and like celebrate for a week and forget about everything else going on. No, we just mean just take notice. You achieved it. Give yourself a pat on the back. Have a celebratory meal, whatever you like to do. Acknowledge yourself. Thank yourself. Mm-hmm. And then say, okay, cool. Let's get back at it.
Yep. And yeah, it's important to have a moment of like, however you do it. Me, I do a fist bump. I'm like, yes, like, and I shout and then I'm done. Like, I don't go, you know, take a trip to Cabo San Lucas, like for a week because I got one goal. No, why? I do a fist pump because when you achieve a goal, that's the best time to work really hard towards your next goal because you have something called momentum.
Yes.
And so celebrating for too long can literally stunt your momentum. It can stop it dead in its tracks.
It's like we talked about last time. It's the well, right? Pumping the water out of the well. If you have that momentum and water is just flowing out,
then you don't have to pump as hard.
You're just maintaining. Right. But if you stop pumping, the water stops. Now what do you have to do? You have to go back to the pump and you have to put a lot of energy in it until, you know, it's going to be dry and dry and dry and dry and dry. And you're going to have to pump harder and harder and harder and harder and harder until finally the water comes back. Right. So we are of the thinking that when you achieve that goal, it's the winner effect, right? Yep. You're on a high. So celebrate, acknowledge, thank yourself. Thank whoever you worked with maybe to achieve that goal, if anyone else was involved, and then move on and build on that momentum.
Yeah. So a lot of people, they just don't celebrate at all. They just go achievement to achievement. Let me tell you one of the issues with this. There's something called a negative psychokinetic bridge. Okay. Let me de-jargonize that. Let's go layman's. Okay. Negative. We all know what that means. Psycho, mind. Kinetic, body. So negative mind-body connection. That's in layman's terms. When an individual does that achieves, and doesn't stop just for a moment, the body's like, what's up with this? Like,
what's in it for me?
Come on. we're not saying you got to roll the credits. We're not saying you got to take like a week-long trip. We're just saying for a moment, be like, yes. And feel the emotions, feel a little satisfaction, feel a little bit of, yes, I did it.
Yeah.
For a moment, just a moment. And so anyway, a lot of people don't do this. So that's why it's really important to first list out your biggest wins. Now, by the way, yes, for those of you that have read our book, we say in the book, big wins. But that list for us used to be 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 items.
So now we call it biggest because it's the biggest of the big wins, right? So we kind of narrow it down.
We were like, okay,
cool. Because we were writing forever in our journals. Now what we do is our biggest 12, and that's, you know, just,
it's an arbitrary number.
Yeah.
You can do top 10, you can do top 5, top 20, whatever.
So that's biggest wins. Next is biggest learnings.
Now this is, by the way, Part one and part two is all about closing out the previous year.
Yep. So biggest wins for previous year, biggest learnings or lessons from previous year.
Now it might just come to you. Oh, wow. I mean, I learned I need to focus on building my finances a little bit more. Oh, I need to focus on building relationships a little more. Some might be obvious to you. Once the obvious ones come out for your learnings and your lessons, we call it, the way to get another level of learnings and lessons is think about your hardships, your struggles, mm-hmm. your strife, your conflicts,
and your disagreements. Challenges that you had that are, you know, that come to mind for you.
And ask yourself for each one, what is there to learn from this situation that will allow me to let go of any possible negative emotions or limitations? And then whatever comes to you, write that down. That will allow you to get completion on the events. Mm-hmm. And so that you no longer will take the negative experiences, possibly even traumatic experiences from your past and project it into your future. That's the goal here.
Yeah.
And so again, for us, we used to have like oodles of them. Now we kind of like narrow it down to like our top 12 biggest lessons and learnings, right? Last year, one of our big lessons and learnings was, okay, if we want to positively impact the lives of 1 billion people, and by the way, some people have that as like a spiel. We legitimately have that as a mission, and we track it. Where are we at right now? We're at about 100 million that we've already impacted in terms of understanding Dunbar's number and applying that to everyone that's bought our book, speaking engagements we've done, events we've done, trainings we've done, private coaching we've done, big corporations that we've worked with, et cetera, and running it through a basic growth metric. All of that called, you know, the ripple effect calculation. And so we're at about 100 million, and it's a thing. We look at that every year with our team, and we're looking at how many lives have we impacted? How are we doing on track towards the billion? Again, some people say billion and throw it around loosely. For us, it's seriously a mission. So last year, a big lesson in learning was we need to expand our team, and we got to have the right team of A players to get there. Mm-hmm. It's a big lesson in learning. And this year was about solidifying that team, and we're growing again next year. So that's the next bit. Then the third and final part. Now the previous year's closed out.
Yep.
Celebrated. And we also got the lessons, learnings from the heartaches.
Then number three is for future, for the new year. That's your big effing goals or your BEGs. So those are the goals that you want to focus on that year. And we would say, you know, For any of you who have done the 100 wants challenge, you know what we say when, you know, we say take the 100 and narrow it down to your top 10 and then to your top three. So you're going to want to focus on what are those top 10 BEGs for the new year.
Yeah. Yeah. Very important.
Yeah. And then we write those down in our journal. So we do this ourselves individually. And then we come together and we share them together since we're, you know, partner in life and partner in business. And it's a way that we can be like, oh, right. I forgot about that. Okay. And then we might, you know, add a little note, you know, of a learning or a big win or something like that. Or certainly our goals, we make sure we definitely have our own personal goals, but then we make sure we have combined goals as well, since we're working on them together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you have a partner, spouse or business that you want to share this with, and we definitely say, you know, do it yourself and then come together and do it. It's a great process so that you're aligned going yep. into the new year.
Yep. Super important. So biggest wins, biggest learnings, big effing goals for the next year.
Yep.
And in that order, by the way, the order is very important. You're celebrating, getting the learnings. Now you're closing out the previous year. Now you're like all eyes on the new year.
Yeah.
And what you'll notice is your goals will be unbiased to your front in terms of your past. Like your past will no longer bias or cause any influence into your goals. You'll be thinking from a pure state of mind, a pure possibility mindset, a pure prosperity mindset when setting your goals. One of the great differentiators between you and people you know is literally committing to doing this. It's so, so, so important. Otherwise, you're dragging, as Shay said, the sticky goo from the past into all of your goal setting for the next year.
Yep.
So important.
Yep.
So, 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 so important.
Stay away from the sticky goo. Yeah. Keeps you stuck.
I know it does.
It does.
In the past.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners, it's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained mind power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.